4. The Promised Helper. Jesus continued to teach, saying, When I have gone to the Father, and after he has fully accepted the work I have done for you on earth, and after I have received the final sovereignty of my own domain, I shall say to my Father, Having left my children alone on earth, it is in accordance with my promise to send them another teacher. And when the Father shall approve, I will pour out the Spirit of truth upon all flesh. Already is my Father's Spirit in your hearts, and when this day shall come, you will also have me with you, even as you now have the Father. This new gift is the Spirit of living truth. The unbelievers will not at first listen to the teachings of this Spirit, but the sons of light will all receive him gladly, and with a whole heart. And you shall know this Spirit when he comes, even as you have known me, and you will receive this gift in your hearts, and he will abide with you. You thus perceive that I am not going to leave you without help and guidance. I will not leave you desolate. Today I can be with you only in person. In the times to come, I will be with you and all other men who desire my presence, wherever you may be, and with each of you at the same time. Do you not discern that it is better for me to go away, that I leave you in the flesh, so that I may the better and the more fully be with you in the Spirit? In just a few hours the world will see me no more, but you will continue to know me in your hearts, even until I send you this new teacher, the Spirit of Truth. As I have lived with you in person, then shall I live in you. I shall be one with your personal experience in the Spirit Kingdom. And when this has come to pass, you shall surely know that I am in the Father, and that, while your life is hid with the Father in me, I am also in you. I have loved the Father and have kept his word. You have loved me, and you will keep my word. As my Father has given me of his Spirit, so will I give you of my Spirit. And this Spirit of truth which I will bestow upon you shall guide and comfort you and shall eventually lead you into all truth. I am telling you these things while I am still with you, that you may be the better prepared to endure those trials which are even now right upon us. And when this new day comes, you will be indwelt by the Son as well as by the Father. And these gifts of heaven will ever work the one with the other, even as the Father and I have wrought on earth and before your very eyes, as one person, the Son of Man. And this Spirit friend will bring to your remembrance everything I have taught you. As the Master paused for a moment, Judas Alpheus made bold to ask one of the few questions which either he or his brother ever addressed to Jesus in public. Said Judas, Master, you have always lived among us as a friend. How shall we know you when you no longer manifest yourself to us save by this Spirit? If the world sees you not, how shall we be certain about you? How will you show yourself to us? Jesus looked down upon them all, smiled, and said, My little children, I am going away, going back to my Father. In a little while you will not see me as you do here, as flesh and blood. In a very short time I am going to send you my Spirit, just like me, except for this material body. This new teacher is the Spirit of Truth, who will live with each one of you in your hearts, and so will all the children of light be made one, and be drawn toward one another. And in this very manner will my Father and I be able to live in the souls of each one of you, and also in the hearts of all other men who love us, and make that love real in their experiences by loving one another, even as I am now loving you. Judas Alpheus did not fully understand what the Master said, but he grasped the promise of the new teacher, and from the expression on Andrew's face he perceived that his question had been satisfactorily answered.